This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Construction of a cableway is nearing completion at the site of a grounded cargo ship in Lark Harbor. The MSC Baltic 3 ran aground in Cedar Cove in February after losing power. The Mediterranean Shipping Company contracted TNT Salvage to handle the cleanup, which is being overseen by the Canadian Coast Guard. Bruce English says the contractor's main focus now is getting a cableway working, something he says is similar to ski lifts at Marble Mountain.
They have constructed a tower on the shoreline in front of the vessel, and at the bow of the ship there is another similar tower. They've run a 50 millimeter, so just under 2-inch cable from the ship, from tower to tower. And they've run other cables to attach to a personnel basket. So the purpose of this cableway is to transport people, the TNT salvage people, from the shoreline to the ship without having to get on a boat like the Dublin or the pilot boat to bring them out.
English says this will not mean 100% access since it depends on weather conditions, but he says will definitely improve daily access to the vessel so winterization can't take place. He says some of the tanks on board had to be flushed.
Somewhere in the range of 1,700 cubic meters of various types of fuels, hydraulic oil, has been removed, and there's still residual in each of the tanks. So various amounts, a half a centimeter here or so, but over fairly big tanks, that amounts to a nice little bit of oil. So we've been in contact with MSC and their contractor, TNT, in discussions about what's clean. And they've agreed to do some more flushing of these tanks. The ones that we're most concerned about are the ones with the heaviest fuel in. Those were those six priority tanks. They've currently gone through four of those. They're working at the last two.
English says the oily water mixture was transported into Cornerbrook on Sunday after being pumped from the ship to the barge, which currently has 100 cubic meters of this waste to be discharged onto trucks. He says 407 containers have been removed from the ship and 65 containers remain on board, most of which have been in contact with water.
If the product that's within the container has absorbed any water, potential is there that the weight of the container now exceeds what the crane capacity is. So they may have to put holes in the container or physically remove some of the contents in order to be able to lift it from the hold. Also, those containers, some of them contain food products that are decomposing and are giving off gas, more specifically H2S gas, hydrogen sulfide.
English says air quality is being monitored frequently. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.